Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom,
keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at growthday.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please, your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. How do I learn to accept reality? I think a lot of people have that experience where they've detached a little bit, or they've allowed their presence to dissipate because what is around them might be something they don't like. And so they're not really acknowledging or seeing or sensing what is real, and they're not being able to accept the moment, accept the glories of the moment or the challenges of the moment at all. They're just kind of blocked up a little bit because they only want to see what is comfortable or safe for them. So what can we do? What's the most important thing? Well, believe it or not, my first suggestion is not to just blatantly accept reality, to not just carte blanche say, well, this is my reality, and to just accept it, because we have to be careful about what we are accepting. Because what is reality, right? When you ask people that, you got to be very careful. Before you accept reality, I say, let's see how you are defining it and attaching meaning to it. Because some people, they'll tell you, oh, my reality is so awful and horrible, and my wife is so crappy, and my kids are little bastards, and you know, every day it seems just like another day through the slog. But from an outside perspective, you look at their life and you say, what a lucky dude. He's got a wife and some nice kids who are healthy. He's got a job. He's got a house. He's got a car. You know, he just, maybe his reality isn't so bad. It's his attitude that is bad, but he's defining it externally. Does that make sense? So a lot of us end up defining reality in negative ways when reality is extraordinary and it's abundant and it's got vibe and pop and zest. See, that's how I define my reality. So that's what I experience every day. I see the charged life. I see people's faces and I see them smiling. I see and sense in my own body an incredible amount of engagement and enthusiasm, even when some days my reality would say, geez, it's not there, you know? He lost somebody who's important to him, or his business isn't going the way he wanted, or he had a bad day, or something is crazy in his life right now. But for me, my reality is defined by my own will, by my own decision about what I want reality to be about, and I accept that. Now, some people, again, they do that in healthful ways, and some people unhealthful ways. If you're oblivious to what is going all around, I mean, it would be ridiculous to be in a war-torn area of the world and say, you know, I'm totally safe, I'm totally safe, I'm totally safe. We still have to watch out for ourselves. There's no question about that in some contexts. But we should also recognize that, you know, let's accept what is real based on what we are going to decide is real. That reality is not a fixed thing for any of us. Your reality is not fixed. You can change your perception of your reality anytime you choose to. And that is what gives us an extraordinary amount of personal power in life, but also can really challenge us if we're not careful about it. Because it's very easy to start, you know, saying reality is bad, to start taking the reality of a victim, to taking the reality of blaming everybody else. It's very easy to shape and shift our reality into things that we believe to be true when they're not necessarily. And it is our own beliefs and our own faith sometime that can get us in trouble, believe it or not. Because our own beliefs can say, reality is terrible. People are bad, the world is bad, I am bad, and so my reality is bad. And defining it in that way, I say, Don't accept that. If your view and your perspective of reality is not supportive, is not positive, is not charging you with energy and joy and zest each day, it is time to change what you are paying attention to. It is time to change your focal area. It is time to change your very definition of what reality is, what your life is, what your future will be. It is time to redefine your reality if it's not supporting you. And so before you accept anything, look, there's no true acceptance in life without it going through a meaningful processing, right? For us to decide, what does this mean to me? So I just say, give it empowering meanings. Accept that there are great blessings in life. Accept that there are challenges, but also accept the fact that you yourself can figure things out, that you yourself can move things forward, that you yourself can shape reality. Because if step one is to not accept reality as it's been presented to you by the media, you know, or by other people, or by your negative impulses or your own fears, if we accepted the world as it's been presented to us by the media, every single one of us would go put our head in the sands and we would cry to mama all day long. You know, it's like, look, the media is telling us a very bad story. So if you believe that's true, we also have to ask, well, what's the story you're telling yourself about your reality? And is it something that is empowering you, encouraging you, drawing enthusiasm and charge from you? If not, redefine it and find something better and more empowering to accept.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Second, then, we need to shape it. We need to bring the full force of our attention and our will into shaping the reality that we want to experience, right? Even if it's as simple as, well, I asked you this question because I just want to accept reality so I can find more peace in life. I'm like, great, then shape a peaceful reality. Wake up in the morning, say some things to yourself to experience peace. Go throughout the day breathing the way you would breathe if you were having a reality that was peaceful. Meditate the way you would meditate if you were having a reality that was peaceful. Respond to chaos and circumstances and people in a way that is peaceful. In other words, start making reality bend to the will that you have of what you desire of life. You want to have enthusiasm? Bring up the enthusiasm. I always say, you know, the power plant doesn't have energy. It transforms and generates energy. Well, the same thing for us. We don't have a specific reality. None of us do. Reality is infinite, but it's also arbitrary based on our own meaning. That gives us power to say, well, if there is no reality yet, then let me transform the energy around me. Let me generate through my own will, my own attention, my own actions, my own habits, my own routines, the relationships I choose to have, the work I choose to do. Let me start shifting and shaping and creating and generating the reality I want to accept and I want to live in. Now, does this mean that we can't accept some things that we don't like? Of course we can. Part of the great maturity of life, and I bet part of the intention of this question is to say, well, can I learn to accept the negative things too? And I would say, well, certainly. You can learn to accept reality when it's presented. Look, when you lose a father or a mother, that's real. That reality happened, that they are no longer here physically in the moment present with you. That's okay to accept. And it's important to say, okay, they're gone. Now what am I going to be about? How will I choose to remember them? How will I choose to honor them? How will I choose to raise my own family? How will I choose to carry on my work? How will I choose? How will I choose? How will I choose? And in sharing that with you, I say, yes, we can accept everything, but we all still must also choose the next step, the next thought, the next belief, the next behavior. Because what a lot of people do is they accept a negative, and it's okay, they accept it. What I'm trying to do is, yes, accept it, but don't absorb any negative stuff from it over a period of long time, right? Don't say, well, that negative thing happened to me, that's real, so now I am negative, my life is negative, and I'm just gonna drown in this pool of pessimism about negativity, right? I would rather you say, okay, this thing happened. How am I gonna choose to deal with that as if I was dealing with that from my best self, from my highest self? How would my highest self take this reality, accept it as it's needed to acknowledge it, and then transform it and utilize it to generate the reality that I want? That is what will give you that personal power. That is what will help you accept the negative, but will help you shape the future positive. And I think when we start doing both of those things, we start to feel a different level of control, a different level of joy, a different level of acknowledgement, appreciation, acceptance of what is, as we continue to shape what we desire. I hope that all makes sense, and I hope you put those things into practice. No matter where you're at in life, realize there you are. Now, what are you gonna do next?
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brendan Burchard, and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote.
talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.